Hi everyone, this is Anne, and this week we're going to try something new, and it is called podcasting. This is an opportunity for you to be able to multitask while you're hearing your weekly report. Remember the olden days when there used to be the talk radio shows? Well, we're going to do a talk weekly report. And if this is something that everybody seems to at least a couple people want to try, we'll continue doing this. So now you don't have to read your weekly report, you can just refer to it. And I'll go ahead and start. I'm rambling enough. For the week of February 14th from the K-12 Academic Services area, we have just a couple items that are week at a glance, and that is, of course, the board meeting tonight on Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. And it will start at 7 o'clock. On Thursday, February 16th, we have our high school assistant principals meeting at 7:30 in Training Room 1. Some information for you for this week. Just a reminder that you do need to review the new reporting procedures for child abuse with your staff prior to February 28th. And after you do that, make sure that you send that agenda topic to the agenda where that topic was discussed to your K-12 administrator so we have that recorded. If you are interested or your staff is interested or you want to communicate to your community about early voting for the Peoria M&O override, you can do so by adding a link to some of your newsletters or your staff letters, and that link is for a ballot online, and it is on the weekly report. The CARSEF, Central Arizona Regional Science and Engineering Fair, will be held in Mesa this year in April, and it is targeted for 4th through 12th graders in the area of science research. If students want an opportunity to compete for awards in that area, that website link is on your weekly report also. There's also a flyer that is attached for character counts workshops. If you have some 301 money that you've slotted for dropout prevention, you may use it for those workshops. A couple clarifications on some questions that were asked. The current M&O budget items such as supplies that are purchased from the warehouse do not have to come through Dave or myself, as well as capital items that you have, instructional aids, library books, those things do not need to come through us. But if you are purchasing supplies outside of the warehouse or have travel or anything like that, they need to come to Dave and I first, along with your 301 and unassigned capital requests, which you have been doing. Also, the air conditioning belt replacements that we talked about last week in the elementary meeting, and there was a note that had come out. You just need to have your maintenance evaluate those belts, and if they need to be replaced, then they should be replaced. We know it's a supply item, but not all your belts may need to be replaced, and if you did it before or at the fall of the year, they may not need to be replaced. Just make sure you check them and replace them, and that'll help extend the life of the air conditioner so you're not having to put in air conditioner in the budget. Kindergarten registration for elementary, we talked about having those spring information nights, and that is entirely up to you and your faculty. If you decide not to have the spring information night, you may want to get your kindergarten staff together and put together a packet of information that can be handed out to parents so they know what are some things that they might be able to do for their kids for the summer before they start kindergarten. And reminder that those dates are April 17th through 20th, and we will probably keep reminding you about that. In Section 5, we've asked, Steve Hyland at least has asked for some information from your student groups, and they're going to begin reviewing that. So if you do have information, and we'd like as much as possible from all of our schools, if you have anything, please make sure that I get it, and I will make sure that Steve gets it. And last is elementary. If you are getting excited about thinking about schedules for next year, don't get too excited, because we will not do any kind of staffing until after the override on March 14th. So, and I'm really impressed if you're already thinking about doing your scheduling for next year, because it was probably May or June before I thought about it. So you're way ahead of me. Some upcoming events. We hope everyone has a nice 3-day weekend. Find some time for yourself, as Monday is President's Day and it is a holiday. February 21st is, there's an opportunity for your 3rd through 8th grade teachers if they have signed up to do six trait training, along with the 23rd and 25th for K through 2, and there's an attachment on your weekly report. be sure to read the quote for the week. And just remember, keep running. Hope you've enjoyed the podcast, and I'll ask for feedback later. Thanks.